Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Andrew, I am so delighted to have you back on the show. It's been way too long. I don't know, the time has just run away with us, but you're back. And now here we are for the bank holiday weekend. And considering it was St. Patrick's Day on Thursday, I thought it would be very remiss if we didn't have a bit of an Irish flavour. But what's interesting about the recipe that you have chosen for us is, well, it's not something that you would automatically associate with Ireland. This is a steak, a tomahawk steak, but this is a particular Dexter beef steak. And from what I understand, Dexter beef has a long association with Ireland.
It really does. And first of all, I was delighted to be back. It's great to be back in the saddle, and we're kind of working away, and hopefully we've seen the end of this and it's all behind us.
But indeed.
Yeah, interestingly, during the lockdown, we were working on a few little projects, and one of them was I was doing some filming down in Wexford, and I met up with a Dexter beef farmer called Michael Gainford. And unbeknownst to me, Dexter beef, the origin dates back to as early as 1776 in Ireland. And I believe the very first Dexter beef herd was in Dundrum House in County Tipperary, which is quite extraordinary. So on the back of that, I did a little cookery video, which is online available for people to have a look at. And it's a tomahawk steak.
What would you say would be unique about Dexter beef?
It's very, very lean. So there's not a huge amount of fat, not a huge amount of marbling fat, which generally does give flavour. But because of the nature of the breed, it's so unique. The taste in itself is just exquisite. I got some minced beef from the butcher in Wexford as well, Ray Byrne. And the beef, you didn't even need to season it for the burgers. So I had minced beef steak and I didn't season it. So it really demonstrates that there's so much flavor in the Dexter beef itself. And what we're going to do here today is the tomahawk steak. But the really important thing about using tomahawk or using a tomahawk steak is to get the cooking right. Now I have it's a 32 ounce, which is just under 1 kilo. And the really important thing is to remove the steak from the fridge, let it come to room temperature before you cook it, preheat the oven to 200 degrees. And there's not a lot more you need to do other than just follow this sequence of events. So you want to season your beef. You want to get a pan, a really, really hot pan. And when it starts to kind of smoke, on goes your tomahawk steak. And you're going to cook that for 4 minutes either side. Now, you can use a little bit of rapeseed oil. The reason why I use rapeseed oil is because you can achieve higher cooking temperatures compared to olive oil or even sunflower or vegetable oil. And we have some great rapeseed oil in Ireland. So let's all keep it here, keep it in Ireland using local produce and not only the beef, but also the rapeseed oil. And then once it's actually come off the hob and you've cooked it, and it's going to look a little bit char grilled when it comes off. And that's what you want in terms of the outer skin, the texture. And then you're going to continue cooking at 200 degrees for 10 minutes and then let it rest for 5 minutes when it comes out of the oven. And this is just amazing.
And what would you, I suppose a lot depends on how you like your steak, yeah?
Yeah, I'm cooking it just to medium and I think it's a sacrilege to cook it anything above the medium. Below medium, personally, I don't like a rare steak. I just don't like the texture of it. But I think if you cook it to medium, you can get that right. And if you're a little bit unsure when you're cooking a steak, and even if it's not a tomahawk steak, you can just Google cooking times and then you can pick the steak that you're going to be cooking. And if you follow that procedure, there is absolutely no problem whatsoever. And I'm serving this with some roast root vegetables.
That was going to be my next question. What would you serve them with? And I love roasted root vegetables, but maybe you can give us a couple of tips here, Andrew, because I often find if I try to do it myself, I never get it right. They're always either too overdone and soggy or some of them are hard. Do you know what I mean?
I think, see, sometimes you'll find, you know, carrot would have a harder texture to, let's say, turnip. Turnip would be a softer vegetable. So again, the thing to do is to, let's say, work back from all of the different ingredients that you have and work out what the cooking time is going to be. And then just add them into the oven at the desired time. So if you have a 20-minute cooking time for diced, let's say you have diced potatoes in there, you have diced carrots in there, you can put the onions in at an early stage because they will be nice and soft and they'll be caramelized. But any of the kind of the softer veg you put in as the cooking time counts down. And what you can also do is you can maybe parboil all of the vegetables and then add them into the oven at different times. But to be perfectly honest, if you parboil the vegetables to about 50% of the cooking time, let them just dry out and then put them all into the oven at the same time, and they will cook at the same rate as well. So that's my kind of top tip in terms of cooking the root
vegetables. And would you put them onto oil or fat that is hot?
Lashings of duck fat or goose fat, which is lovely.
Yum.
But what I do is I would actually put the goose fat or the duck fat into the oven, into a roasting tin at 230 degrees, bring it down to 200. And then when your root vegetables are parboiled and ready to go, drain them and put them straight into the duck fat. But be very careful it doesn't splash back at you. And then you can season it with some salt and pepper. And you could also add in some rosemary, some thyme. And cumin is quite nice in there as well. And it just adds a lovely kind of a taste dimension.
Mm. That sounds lovely. And would you put a sauce then with the steak? Although it sounds that the Dexter steak is so yummy, actually, that you may not even need a sauce.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I did it, I made a lovely kind of a beef jus. But you're not going to need a lot on it because you've got a really moist and beautifully succulent and well-cooked steak. You know, even though it's to medium, you don't need a lot. And a lot of people think, oh, you have to put a sauce or you have to put a juice or some kind of a side. You don't actually. And it does take quite a long time to get it right.
All right. Well, that sounds absolutely. So the Dexter steak then with the roasted root vegetables, and you're good to go.
And good to go, yeah. So this particular Dexter beef, and there's a few Dexter herds in Ireland, and one of them is called the Ardcavan Dexter beef, which is in Wexford, and that's the beef that I'm using here. But, you know, there are herds throughout Ireland, and, you know, it's basically making a revival, which is great.
That sounds absolutely gorgeous. A steak for St. Patrick's weekend, but a steak with a very strong Irish connection, because that's what it's all about too.
Completely.
Andrew Rudd from Medley Private Dining on Fleet Street. Thank you as always. And let's not have it so long before you're back again with us.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Carol.